The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Tuesday, the 20th week in Ordinary Time. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth and Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. The final verse of the Gospel for today's Mass, taken from Matthew chapter 19, verses 23 to 30, follows the encounter between Jesus and the rich young man, who is invited to follow the Lord, but who turns away because he's unwilling to part with his possessions. Here's a young man who seems to have everything: youth, wealth, ideals, virtue. He was probably also athletic and good-looking, a perfect catch for a young woman, and someone who every potential mother-in-law could love. But by turning away from Jesus, this rich young man reveals his true poverty. He can't, or he won't, put the most important things first. This impoverishes him and brings him sadness. Now, there's no doubt that material blessings make our lives easier. They bring comfort and convenience. But they cannot fill the heart. Only love can do that. When Jesus says, "Many who are first will be last, and the last will be first," he is inviting and challenging us to reconsider how our lives are ordered, to think about what we really love the most. You know, a few years ago, during the flooding and the flooding that followed Hurricane Harvey, many people lost their homes and their possessions, or both. Some of our parishioners suffered cataclysmic losses, but at least their families were safe. And without exception, everyone with whom I spoke said the same thing: "Father, we lost everything, but our family is safe. And that's what really matters." So what matters most to us? Does our life reflect our real priorities? To make sure that it does, it's always good to make a daily examination of conscience to help us to reaffirm or realign our priorities. We could use the Ten Commandments together with the precepts of the Church to guide us. More in-depth examinations can be found in classic prayer books and even in phone apps that we can download to our devices. There are also many online resources for an examination of conscience. A simple search on the internet will yield lots of options and lots of help for us. I think a very good examination of conscience is simply to ask oneself three questions. Where did I sin today? Where did I do well today? Where could I do better tomorrow? So where did I sin today? To think about our day in terms of God's goodness, and where have we fallen short? Where have we departed from his will? Then ask for his pardon. Where did I do well today? Where have I corresponded to God's will? Where have I been generous? Where have I been charitable? Where have I been blessed? And then thank God for those moments. And where could I do better tomorrow? You know, make a small, concrete resolution. It will help us to make progress in some area of spiritual struggle so that we can put our lives in order and really begin to bear fruit so that by doing some spiritual housekeeping, we can take to heart the words of the Gospel that many who are first will be last and the last will be first. Let's try to order our lives so that we're reflecting the truth of that gospel. God bless you.